Hi everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And last time we were reading about a story called Wonder.
Mm-hmm. 奇迹男孩.
That's right. And we learned about a boy who is a little different.
His name is August, 但大家都叫他 Augie.
Right, because August or Augie Pullman is not a regular kid. He's different. And why is that?
He's different because he has a medical condition. Mm. 也就是有生病。
Right, so he looks a little different than the other kids. Mm-hmm. So he used to go to school from home, and we learned that's called being homeschooled, or homeschooling is also fine as well.
Mm-hmm. 在家自学.
Yeah. That's right, and now he's going to the fifth grade, but he's going to the fifth grade in a normal school now, and he's already met some other kids.
Mm. 所以要到学校开始 fifth grade, 五年级生活的 Augie 已经见到了三位同学, Julian gives Augie a dirty look when he sees him.
He's like, ugh.
Right.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
But what about Jack and Charlotte?
Okay, well, luckily Jack and Charlotte are friendlier to him.
Yeah.
They're much nicer to him. So we can see that maybe he didn't really make friends with everyone, but he still has somebody else around. So let's find out what Jack and Charlotte are like and if they really can become good friends.
Okay.
Wonder. 请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦! Let's go! Soon, Augie and Jack become good friends. Augie meets another classmate, Summer. She and Augie eat lunch together every day. Although Augie doesn't have many friends, he can always count on Summer and Jack. However, everything changes on Halloween. All the kids wear costumes to school that day. Augie puts his bleeding scream mask and hood on and enters the classroom. Jack doesn't see Augie. He tells Jillian,
I don't want to look like Augie. His face is strange.
Augie feels like crying. When Jack tries to talk to Augie later, Augie won't look at him. Jack thinks to himself,
if Augie doesn't want to be friends, then I don't care.
Word power!
Become. Become. Become, became, become. Elizabeth became a doctor after she finished college. Elizabeth became a doctor after she finished college. Lunch, lunch. We ate pizza for lunch yesterday. We ate pizza for lunch yesterday. Together, together. Christy and Mary Ann are studying for a math test together. Christy and Mary Ann are studying for a math test together. Classroom, classroom. There are 20 desks in Deborah's classroom. There are 20 desks in Deborah's classroom.
All right, so let's take a look at our story and continue reading. It says, soon, Augie and Jack become good friends.
Oh, 所以很快的 Augie 跟 Jack 就变成了好朋友。That's good news.
That's right. Very, very good news. Now, let's first take a look at our word power word, become. It's spelled B-E-C-O-M-E, become.Become here is a verb, and it means to begin or to be or to come to be something else. Okay, so you start to have a feeling or you start to develop this thing into another thing. So here's an example. A caterpillar becomes a butterfly, right? Caterpillar starts off as a tiny little thing, then it becomes, it bees into a butterfly. Or we can say a seed becomes a flower.Henry and I become friends. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, Elizabeth became a doctor after she finished college. Elizabeth became a doctor after she finished college.
Become 这个动词呢是变成的意思，它的三态同学们要特别小心，因为它是不规则变化的。Become, became, become。那我们的例句说到呢 ，Elizabeth 在完成大学学业之后，成为了一名医师。那例句中有发现吗？它用到的是过去简单式 became。
Okay, so luckily, Jack and Augie became good friends、mm-hmm. or become good friends. Next in this story, it says.Augie meets another classmate, Summer.
Augie 也认识另外一位同学 Summer. Is Summer good to him?
Let's see. The story says, she and Augie eat lunch together every day. Okay, that's a good sign, I would say.
Yes, 他们两个人呢每天一起吃中餐 lunch.
So let's take a look at what lunch means. It's spelled L-U-N-C-H, lunch.Lunch is a noun, and it is the meal that you eat, after breakfast and before dinner. It's a meal that is eaten in the middle of the day. Now, we can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, we ate pizza for lunch yesterday. We ate pizza for lunch yesterday.
Lunch 是午餐的意思。那例句说呢，我们昨天午餐吃 pizza。那么复习一下三餐的说法哦，早餐叫做 breakfast, 午餐Lunch, 晚餐
dinner.
那如果你早上没有很早起床，然后起床的时候肚子饿了，大概是11点钟，你想要吃的是早午餐，那你要说 brunch. 那如果晚餐过后你还是很饿，你想要吃宵夜，我们会说 late night snacks.
So do you eat a lot of late night snacks?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite? I try not to because I'm afraid I will get fat from it. I try not to, but sometimes I cannot help it.
It's not good to eat before you go to bed.
Yeah, especially at such a late, late time, too.
And you know what I eat?
What do you eat?
Instant noodles, 泡面.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's not think about that. It makes us...even more sad.
Right.
Okay, so how do they eat lunch? Well, they eat lunch together.
Together.
Okay, together is also our word power word. It's spelled T-O-G-E-T-H-E-R. Together. Together here is used as an adverb and it means with each other or other people. So they went to the party together. It means that two or more people went to the party together. Or we enjoy spending time together. The partners have been in business together since 1971. So this word means with each other or with other people. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Christy and Mary Ann are studying for a math test together. Christy and Mary Ann are studying for a math test together.
Together 这个副词代表的是一起。那例句说呢 ,Christy 跟 Mary Ann 正一起为数学考试读书。
Alright, so I know, instead of eating late night snacks, we should go exercising together.
Okay, 我们要一起运动然后再一起吃宵夜。
Okay, I think that's fine. At least we exercised.
Okay, but now we know that Summer eats lunch with...
Augie,
right?
Okay. Almost. All right, so next, let's take a look at the story. It says, although Augie doesn't have many friends, he can always count on Summer and Jack. Okay, so he doesn't have a lot of friends. He's not friends with everyone in the class, but luckily, he still has someone around him that、mm-hmm. he can count on.
Yeah.
Now, count on is a phrase, and it means、when you count on someone, it means you can depend on them. So, for example, I know I can always count on you when I need good advice. I can、
yes,
depend
you can.
On you if I need to ask you something.
所以虽然 Augie 没有很多朋友，但是他可以依靠 Summer to count on somebody, 依靠依赖某人。You know, there is a famous song called Count on Me.
Oh, I know this one.
Which is sung by Bruno Mars, 火星人 Bruno, 你们同学应该跟他很熟。
Yeah, I think you should all really like
him as
well.
And you'll like this song for sure. So, 同学们可以去 YouTube 听听看这首歌。
Yeah. All right, so next, the story says, however...Everything changes on Halloween.、
Uh-oh. Halloween, 万圣节，一切都在万圣节的时候改变了。Why? What happens?
Yeah, let's see. It says, all the kids wear costumes to school that、mm-hmm. day. Okay, that's pretty normal.、
Yeah.
Remember, on Halloween, you wear costumes, you dress up as someone else. So,、mm-hmm. again, a costume is, you know, the clothes you wear.、you can wear wigs, stuff like that. And you dress up as someone else, like maybe a character in a movie. Or you just try to make yourself look different than your real self.
所以那一天呢，所有的孩子都穿 costume 到学校去。Costume 我们说是戏服、道具服。On Halloween, people wear costumes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what exactly happened? Let's see. Augie puts his bleeding scream mask and hood on and enters the classroom. So if you're not sure what this mask looks like, there is a character that's, you know, all in black and he's like...
惊声尖叫。的那个面具
Yeah, and it's bleeding.
然后上面有一个 hood.
That's right.、
Mm-hmm.
So he's wearing this mask and hood, and he enters the classroom.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about hood a while ago. It's basically the thing on your jacket that covers your head. You can pull it over. So if you think about Little Red Riding Hood, she has a little...red thing over her head.
Yes.、Mm-hmm. 那 Augie 戴上这个流血的惊声尖叫面具和兜帽进到教室里面 classroom.Mm-hmm. 就是我们下一个单字了。
That's right. It's first spelled C-L-A-S-S-R-O-O-M, classroom. Okay, let's take a look at this word. Okay, classroom is a noun and it means a room where classes or lessons are taught in a school or college. So we can use it in a sample sentence like this. There are 20 desks in Deborah's classroom. There are 20 desks in Deborah's classroom.
Classroom, 教室。例句说到呢 ,Debra 的教室里面有二十张桌子。So what happens after Augie goes into the classroom?
Right, I'm really curious as well.
Wearing that kind of mask and a hood.
Does he scare everybody? I don't know. Well, let's read the story. It says, Jack doesn't see Augie, right? Because、mm-hmm. remember, they're wearing costumes. He's wearing、yeah. a mask. He tells Julian, I don't want to look like Augie. His face is strange.Oh, so...
It's so mean!
Yeah, so what Jack is doing is he's talking about Augie behind his back.
也就是在背后说人家的坏话。因为 Jack 不知道 Augie 已经在教室里面了。Augie 穿的是那个 costume, 脸都盖住了所以没有被人家发现。那 Jack 就这个时候跟 Julian 说我不想看起来像 Augie, 他的脸好奇怪。Why does Jack say that? Isn't he friendly to Augie?
Yeah, I thought Jack and Augie were friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, this Jack, I need to teach him a lesson.
Right.
That's not very nice. All right, so let's see what Augie does and if he really hears it. Well, the article says Augie feels like crying. So it must mean that Augie heard everything.
Yeah.
And although he doesn't really cry and go, he said something bad about me, but inside he feels like crying.Doing it.
Right. Augie 其实有听到。那听到之后呢他很想哭。To feel like doing something, 也就是 want to do something, 想做某事的意思。不过两个的差别是 feel like 的后面呢你是要加上 V-I-N-G, 也就是所谓的分词。那 want 后面是要加不定词 to V 原形的。So for example, I feel like going to the movies with you later.
Okay.
I can also say, I want to go to the movies later with you.
I want to go to the movies with you too.
Okay.
All right, so poor Augie, I think it's not really nice when you hear someone say bad things、mm-hmm. about you. So I definitely know Augie must feel very, very terrible、yeah. inside. Okay, so let's see what happens next in this story. It says, when Jack tries to talk to Augie later, Augie won't look at him. Right. It's very...awkward.
当 Jack 之后想要跟 Augie 在说话的时候 Augie 已经知道他讲他坏话了当然就不愿意看他了、because Jack hurt him.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very awkward. You said something bad about someone and then you try to speak to them again. It's a very strange feeling, I would say.、Mm-hmm. All right, so what does Jack apologize? Let's see. He says, Jack thinks to himself, if Augie doesn't want to be friends, then I don't care.
所以 Jack 这时候是他不知道 Augie 已经听到了 Jack didn't know Augie overheard them
Right
So 他就说没关系啊你不跟我讲话那 I don't care 我也不在乎 Jack 心想如果 Augie 不想跟我当朋友就算了 He doesn't know that Augie hears what he says to Julian
That's right Alright so what do you think? Do you think that Augie should tell Jack and say Hey I heard you say something bad about me Or should he stay quiet
I think he should do it, but I don't know if he's brave enough to say it.
That's true. Sometimes it takes a lot of courage to say very honest things or、mm-hmm. to say things to other people. So,
而且他已经受伤了 he's hurt already.
Yeah. All right. So、mm-hmm. let's、go to our magic box first、
yeah?
and we'll be right back for our review time.
Okay.
找亮点嗨大家好我是 Celine 欢迎到 Magic Box 找亮点如果要说我想要去逛街大家会想要怎么用英文来表达呢如果你想到的是 I want to go shopping 那真的是很不错哦但是呢今天 Celine 当然是不会只讲这个 want to 后面加原形动词表示想要怎样这个真的不难对吧相信很多人都懂了所以我们来学学另一个想要我们可以用一个比较口语的说法哦叫做 feel like 后面要接名词或者是动名词例如刚刚说的我想要去逛街如果改成用 feel like 就会变成 I feel like going shopping 记得要把 go 变成动名词 V-I-N-G going 刚刚说也可以在 feel like 后面放名词例如我们今天很想喝杯冷饮很热嘛这时候你就可以说I feel like having a cold drink. 或者是你可以省略 having, 直接接名词 I feel like a cold drink. 这样也是可以的哟。好又或者是说今天你被一个这个很没礼貌的同事惹毛了这时候你会怎么样呢是不是很想吼他哎这时候可以怎么说呢很好哦就是 I feel like yelling at him or her.I feel like yelling at him or her. 除了 feel like 这样比较口语的说法，我们当然也不能忘记 would like 这样有礼貌的说法哦。如果你今天在比较高档的餐厅里，这时候你可能就不应该使用 I feel like， 毕竟 waiter 可能跟你没有那么熟哦。这时候最好就用 would like。例如刚刚说的，我想要来杯冷饮呢，我们就可以说 I would like a cold drink. I would like a cold drink.是不是很简单的所以你今天学到三种想要表达想要什么的方法、哦、Feel like doing something 是用于比较口语的说法可以用在跟比较熟悉的人交谈上 Want to 则是比较中性的说法 would like 就是比较有礼貌的说法咯。那最后验收时间到啦，如果你要用口语的说法说我现在想要去散个步，那英文要怎么说呢？不要走开哦，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is, I feel like going for a walk right now. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so poor Augie,、he made friends, but it doesn't seem like Jack is a very nice friend.
Yeah, I really want to read on to know what's gonna happen between those friends.
I know, I wonder if Augie will say anything.
Yeah, but before that, we have our review time Pictionary!
Yeah, so what we'll do is, we have our word power words, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna draw a picture, and、we each have to guess what the word power word is. So,Maybe we should review our、word power words
okay.
first. Okay, the first word is become.
变成
Then the next one we have lunch.
午餐、
Together.
一起
And then classroom.
教室
Okay, these are actually quite easy words to do.
But I'm really bad at drawing.
Okay, do you want to try first?
So you go first.
I go first.、All right. Let me see. Can you hold this for me, please?
Sure.
And then let me get ready. I wonder which word I should choose.
So do I have to look it now or?
Sure, we can do it together. So.
All right.
Okay, I'll draw an easy one for you. Pick the easy one first.
Okay, that's a person. And there's another person. So two people.
What are they doing?
They love each other.
Two people.
Are they doing things together?
That's right.
Oh, together.
That's right.
Oh, it's not that hard.
Yeah? Well, I picked an easy one.
Okay.
Do you want to try?
All right.
Let's see what you got. And you guys can try and play along with us, too.
Okay.
All right. I wonder what Elsie will pick.
I think I can get this.
Okay, so far what I see is I see a square.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so...
A TV?
No, it's not a TV. Wait.
A person? Lots of squares? A, B, C. Is this a classroom?
Yes, it's a classroom.
I got it. All right.
Okay.
I think we have time for one more, maybe?
Okay. So you do the last one.
I'll do this challenge.
Okay.
All right, so that means we have become and lunch now. Oh, okay. Let me see. Oh, I know.
How can you draw become? It's so hard. You must be drawing for something for lunch.
I think this one should be quite easy.
So arrowhead, or it's not arrowhead.
Yeah, so this goes to this.
Oh, a seed. A seed becomes a flower.
That's right.
You are good, Tiffany.
Little artist in me.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys can try this game with your friends, but that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick into the next day so we find out what happens to Augie and Jack and all his friends. But that's all the time that we have for now. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Wonder. Soon.Augie and Jack become good friends. Augie meets another classmate, Summer. She and Augie eat lunch together every day. Although Augie doesn't have many friends, he can always count on Summer and Jack. However, everything changes on Halloween. All the kids wear costumes.To school that day, Augie puts his bleeding scream mask and hood on and enters the classroom. Jack doesn't see Augie. He tells Jillian,
I don't want to look like Augie. His face is strange.
Augie feels like crying. When Jack tries to talk to Augie later, Augie won't look at him. Jack thinks to himself,
If Augie doesn't want to be friends, then I don't care.
Become, 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 became, become. Elizabeth became a doctor after she finished college. Elizabeth became a doctor after she finished college. Lunch, lunch. We ate pizza for lunch yesterday. We ate pizza for lunch yesterday. Together, together. Christy and Mary Ann are studying for a math test together. Christy and Mary Ann are studying for a math test together. Classroom, classroom. There are 20 desks in Deborah's classroom. There are 20 desks in Deborah's classroom.